Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Almighty Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that has got all the best intentions, that had us in mind, predestined in Christ before the foundation of the earth, and then made this beautiful earth. Thank you, Lord, and made us, and you made us for purpose. And thank you, Lord, that you've done everything so as to bring about your goodness. Thank you, Lord. Heaven has been cleansed through the blood of the Lamb and through Jesus interceding for us. And we thank you, Lord, that we can partake of this new and beautiful life. And all that can keep us back is pride and arrogance. But thank you, Lord, that we can be like Mary, humble and gentle. And thank you, Father God, that your Spirit can move upon us and bring us into the wonderful plan that you have for our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Luke 1, verse 26 to 33. When Elizabeth was 6 months pregnant, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a city in Galilee, to a virgin who was engaged to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David's house. The virgin's name was Mary. When the angel came to her, he said, "Rejoice, favored one, the Lord is with you." She was confused by these words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. The angel said, "Don't be afraid, Mary. God is honoring you. Look, you will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father. He will rule over Jacob's house forever, and there will be no end to his kingdom."
Hallelujah. It's just so beautiful, this picture here of this young girl with so much potential that what no eye has seen nor ears heard, God has prepared for those that love him. And being brought up in a household of faith, we can see her character come forth as we go on and we listen to the narrative and take hold of the gospel. And so it's just eye-opening to realize that, you know, we can't be arrogant or proud. The Lord stands far away from those that are proud and arrogant. And the Bible says the Spirit moves to and fro across the earth to see whose hearts are right. And so when we realize that we've got a good God, that we come from him, we are his idea, and we've got a beautiful world, and even more, we've got a beautiful kingdom, the kingdom of God. I mean, heaven is available to us, and it's available so that it can manifest here. God never made us to be separated from him, this world to be separated from him. I mean, he made everything so that his splendor, his goodness, his presence, his protection can be upon us. And so it's just so beautiful to know, like we got in 1 Corinthians, where it says not many of us were noble. We actually, all of us thought that we were just about nothing, or we would never ever say that really with our mouths, but in our hearts we knew there was a God-created vacuum. But praise God, when God touched us, when God reached for us, he took hold of us. That's a change, guys. We've got a noble calling. We've got a God that got much intentions for our lives. And right at the end of the readings this morning, what did he say? Jesus is here to bring a kingdom. Amen. And who's he bring this kingdom to? Jacob's deceivers, ones that were lost but are now found, ones that were blind that can now see. So guys, know that you've been called with a noble calling. Arise, take note, hear, believe, receive, and confess. Speak this word, amen? Out of the abundance of the heart, your mouth must speak, and let these rivers of living waters flow as God just takes you on into his wonderful plan, so that you can not be a Jacob any longer. You can be a prince and princesses, kings and queens, in tune with the king that's brought about his kingdom. It came more than 2,000 years ago. It was restored, and it's available for each and every one of you. arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.